Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1283, visible translated text is as follows. 241 caloric acid of 32 degrees, the emptiness of the small intestine, the presence of starch granules, and the absence of free hydrochloric acid. One can't say positively, but it is reasonable to assume that digestion had progressed probably an hour, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Cross-examination. Dr. Dorsey asked me to examine the sections of the vaginal wall last Saturday. The sections I examined were about a quarter of an inch wide and 3/4 of an inch long. It was about 9/25,000ths of an inch thick. That is, much thinner than tissue paper. I examined 30 or 40 little strips. That was after this trial began. I was not present at the autopsy. As soon as a tissue receives an injury, it reacts in a very short time. The reaction shows up in the changes of the blood vessels. You can tell by the appearance of the blood vessels whether the injury was before death or not, and you can give an approximate idea as to the length of time before death. I do not know from what body the sections were taken. I know that it was from a human vagina. The state closes. Evidence for defendant in sir rebuttal. T.Y. Brent, sworn for the defendant in sir rebuttal. I have heard George Kendley on several occasions express himself very bitterly towards Leo Frank. He said he felt in this case just as he did about a couple of Negroes hung down in Decatur, that he didn't know whether they had been guilty or not, but somebody had to be hung for killing those streetcar men, and it was just as good to hang one nigger as another, and that Frank was nothing but an old Jew, and they ought to take him out and hang him anyhow. Cross-examination. I have been employed by the defense to assist in subpoenaing witnesses. I took the part of Jim Conley in the experiment conducted by Dr. Baldwin Owens at the factory on Sunday. Me Stahl, sworn for the defendant in sir rebuttal. I have heard George Kendley, the conductor, express his feelings toward Leo Frank. I was standing on the rear platform, and he said that Frank was as guilty as a snake and should be hung, and that if the court didn't convict him, that he would be one of 5 or 7 that would get him.